For our scripture reading today, if you would turn to Ephesians, the first chapter, Ephesians 1, the first to the 14th verse. You notice in the epistle to the Ephesians that the word mystery is used many times. I will be talking about that a little in my message. But there is a mystery about Christ, pardon me, which the world will never know. The world outside has no conception of who Christ is, what Christ does, what he means to the world. It is a mystery to them. The mystery is revealed to those who believe. You cannot understand the mystery until you have found Christ as your Savior. Then the mystery is revealed. Now, through this epistle, the word mystery is used several times. One of its occasions I will mention just a little later, but you will see it also in this portion this morning. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Grace be to you and peace from our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Actually, you notice the "from" is in italics. If the blessing comes from God the Father, it comes from God the Son. It's not a matter of the blessings being separate. One could not bless and the other not bless, since this would completely destroy the Trinity. Notice it says, "Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ." So it is this glorious oneness. And as you notice in so many epistles, grace is first, peace is second. The world wants peace without grace. But you can't have peace until first you've received the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. For by grace are ye saved, through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man might boast. And so this grace is first, and then the peace comes to the heart. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
According as he hath chosen us to him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame.
Can you conceive of the greatness of that statement? It's pre-scientific. It's pre-science. Science is limited to age and time. Notice what it says. Chosen in him, what? Before the foundations of the world. Something science can never investigate. Only possible to the heart of faith, you see. Before the foundations of the world. What a tremendous statement. Predates all scientific knowledge. Isn't it great to know that? All scientific knowledge. Science has nothing to do with my salvation. Boy, I'm so thankful. Everything's turned upside down right now in science. They're not quite sure. I might mention this to you. The Scientific Association of America, in their meeting, had great problems because they had, some of the leaders felt that science should no longer be capitalized, but a small letter used on the front. Because of the vast changes in the last 15 to 25 years. Amazing, huh? Came up right on the floor. We should put a small letter in the front of science. Remember where the Word of God speaks of science falsely so-called? Beloved, how wonderful it is to know, with all the scientific knowledge and all the wonders of it, and we praise God for science, teachers, and all the rest, but oh, that we might confine our faith and our knowledge of eternity, past and future, in our God and in our Savior, Jesus Christ. For this knowledge will never, what, change. Jesus Christ the same, what, yesterday, today, and forever. My word shall never pass away. You see? This is the base of our strength. That's tremendous. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
To the praise of the glory of his grace.
I won't comment on the future verses because I don't want to take from what I have to say later. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace.
Wherein he hath abounded for us in all wisdom and truth.
Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he hath purposed in himself.
That in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him.
In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. In whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. In whom also, after that ye believed, notice, after you believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise.
Which is the earnest of our inheritance, unto the redemption of the precious possession, unto the praise of his glory.
You see how tremendous that is. Once we have believed, we're sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the final praise of his glory, that nothing can change his glorious, glorious salvation which he has given. That redemption, as it says, in his blood. May God add his blessing to this precious portion of his holy word.